Thank you, Mr. Thomas. Good afternoon and happy Sabbath. Welcome to visitors and those watching on the webcast. It is my hope we can be united together soon. I hope all are well and managing the spiritual warfare being constantly waged against us by the enemy of mankind and God. Satan is the most clever and evil one, and all of his angels are evil and clever. Fortunately, our Father has a plan being worked out here below. That plan went into effect when Eve and Adam made the decision to decide for themselves what is good and evil. Then God killed the first animal and made skins or clothing for them. God likely informed them of the consequences of their sin against him and about sacrifices, since Abel, righteous Abel, offered an animal sacrifice later. And doesn't the sin sacrifices point to Christ's sacrifice? Remember the scripture in Isaiah 46, verses 9 and 10 for context, where God says he, quote, makes known the end from the beginning, unquote. He also did tell Adam and Eve if they ate from the, or even touched the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they would die, right? Things went on for just under 2,000 years until Noah, when God had seen that mankind's thoughts were evil continually, breaking his royal law, the Ten Commandments, as well as the weightier matters. God decided to put to sleep all mankind and kill all air-breathing and animal life with a worldwide flood and start over with Noah, his wife, their three sons and daughters-in-laws, with pairs of animals into an ark God would have Noah build. It took Noah some number of years to accomplish. He was 500 or so years old when he and his wife, their first son, child, Shem, and then Ham and Japheth. Noah was 600 when the flood started. God has enlightened his people throughout the ages about what is coming, from the early prophets to Daniel to Jesus and his apostles. The title of this message is The Third and Fourth Temples to Come on Earth. Before I speak about the third temple, let me bring us up to date with what has transpired with the previous temples. We've been told in scripture David had it in his heart to build a temple for God. In 1 Chronicles 22, that because of the blood on King David's hands, God would not allow David to build a temple for him. God told David his son Solomon would build a temple for him. David dedicated much for the building of the temple. Solomon also dedicated much to the building of God's temple. It was completed around 957 BC, according to the Encyclopedia Britannica in the article, The Temple of Jerusalem. And in 586 BC, the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar destroyed that temple when he conquered Jerusalem. Quote, in 538 BC, during the reign of Cyrus the Great, the Jews returned to Jerusalem and were able to build the second temple on the site of the original one that had been destroyed. Unquote, according to the Harvard Divinity School article, Destruction, Second Temple. According to BibleOdyssey.org in the article, The Second Temple, quote, at the urging of the prophets Haggai and Zechariah, the second temple was completed around 515 BC, was then substantially enlarged by the Hasmonean dynasty, and was completely refurbished and enlarged by Herod the Great beginning around 20 BC, unquote. According to worldhistory.org in the article, The Temple in Jerusalem, quote, Herod the Great's renovation and expansion project was from around 19 to 9 BC, that the second temple remained under renovations until its destruction in 70 AD. Okay, unquote. Okay, let's talk about the third temple. The third temple must be built as there is a prophecy to be fulfilled. Let's turn in our Bibles to the book of Daniel, chapter 12, the last chapter. Since this is a sermonette, let's just go to the verses 10 and 11. I'll read all of verse 10 and part of 11. Daniel 12:10, New King James Version. Many shall be purified, made white, and refined, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. Verse 11, and from the time that the daily sacrifice is taken away and the abomination of desolation is set up, there shall be 1,290 days. This is talking about our time, brethren. This is the time of the end. Jesus tells, present tense, to look at the signs of the times. So no one knows the day or the hour of his return. We are given clues about the time leading to the beginning of the Great Tribulation, which must take place before the prophesied return of our Lord Jesus Christ. See Matthew 24:29, for instance. As you can tell, I've used various sources for this message. Another source I looked into is a Jewish organization called the Temple Institute, an interesting website. Do you know that the materials for the erection of the next temple have been fabricated? The red heifer is available to purify the front of the tabernacle of meeting, Numbers 19. The Levitical priests have been identified and been instructed in their temple duties. Their priestly attire have been created and are prepared. All is ready. The third temple will be built, and the daily sacrifices and burnt offerings will resume soon. We know it will be built, and the beast, the politician of Revelation 13, will take away the regular burnt offerings, and the abomination of desolation will be set up, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, as we read earlier. Where will the third temple be built? On Mount Moriah, the same mountain where Abram, whose name was changed to Abraham afterwards by God, was told by God to sacrifice his son Isaac. There is more to the precise location of the exact site. In 2 Samuel chapter 24, you can read about one of King David's great sins and consequence, when he insisted on performing a census of the fighting men of Israel. The prophet Gad was sent to David and gave him three choices of punishment to choose from. We know, and those who have read about it in the chapter given, will learn that David chose to put his fate in God's merciful hands. From Dan to Beersheba, 70,000 men of the people died. And when the angel of God was about to destroy Jerusalem, the Lord relented and said to the angel of the Lord, "It is enough. Now restrain your hand." The angel of the Lord was by the threshing floor of Araunah the Jebusite. Gad went to David and told him to erect an altar to the Lord on that same threshing floor. David bought it and oxen for a sacrifice from Araunah the Jebusite for 50 shekels of silver. David immediately built an altar to the Lord and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings, and the Lord heeded the prayers for the land, and the plague was withdrawn from Israel. Where is this threshing floor? Let's learn what a threshing floor is. According to the World History Encyclopedia, in the article Threshing Floors of the Bible, quote, "The threshing floors of the Bible were outdoor stone floors, usually circular fashion, used by farmers to process the grain of their crops," unquote. According to Wikipedia, the article threshing floor, they are usually paved with material that may be of various kinds. For example, round stone cobbles about the size of a fist, slate, tile, or sometimes the underlying bedrock itself is exposed. In Abram's day, he didn't carry stone cobbles, slate, or tile, but had firewood. Remember, God himself led Abraham to the place for Isaac's sacrifice, and God himself had David sacrifice at Araunah's old threshing floor. I emphasize old. God knows what he's doing. That is bedrock, and a likely key to understand where the third temple is to be placed, like the first two. Is the Dome of the Rock on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem the same place where that threshing floor is? Probably not. According to an article by Brandon Showalter on March 28, 2021, in the book, quote, "The Temple Revealed, the True Location by the of the Jewish Temple Hidden in Plain Sight," unquote, by Christian Widener, PhD, explains in great detail why the actual site is a mere stone's throw away on the mount. This being a sermonette, I'll only give some highlights. Widener, an engineer by training, reviewed Ezekiel 44. saying the east gate is to remain closed because the Lord, the God of Israel, entered through it. It is to remain shut and no one is to open it. He compared that with the Mishnah, also known as the Old Torah. State that all the gates of the outer sanctuary are in line. That compares with the giant temple model of Herod's temple in Jesus' day in the Israel Museum in Jerusalem. His investigation showed that the Golden Gate is the true gate. He further discovered the temple's actual site is the threshing floor of Araunah, the Jebusite, to David, which we know. He says the rock inside the Dome of the Rock is not sitting on a flat surface like bedrock, not even close to flat. Basically, that the Dome of the Rock is not the actual site of the temple, as most agree it is. The bottom line here, the temple will be rebuilt, and I think soon. That next temple will stand and not be destroyed before Christ's return. It will play an important role in the worship of the beast. Briefly now, the fourth temple. When Christ descends to the Mount of Olives and it's split in two, he will return to Jerusalem. He himself will fight against all his foes. Do you think he will use the desecrated third temple? No, he will replace it with the fourth temple and reside in it for 1,000 years and until he returns the new earth over to the Father. He has given the dimensions and descriptions for this third temple. See Ezekiel chapters 40 to 44. The nations of the earth will go from year to year at the Feast of Tabernacles to worship Jesus in this temple. Zechariah 14 mentions all the land from Geba to Rimmon shall be turned into a plain south of Jerusalem, and Jerusalem shall be raised up. Revelation 20:11 describes the great white throne judgment to take place. We refer to it as the last great day. Those are the next two temples to be constructed on earth. There will descend from the third heaven a fifth and eternal temple. That one has been in construction by God's own hands in the third heaven and will descend with the Father with the new Jerusalem a little over 1,000 years from now. Scripture says the Father and the Son are the temple and the saints are the pillars of the temple, Jesus being also the chief cornerstone. Brethren, prophecy is unfolding. Those making their garments white and being refined are those who are obeying Matthew 6:33. One temple is a signpost, only a moment in time. The next leads to eternal significance. See you afterwards.